Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen. Praise God, everyone, and welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Yes, we are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Pastor Constance Whitehurst, and we give God praise for you tuning in tonight. Hallelujah. We have a special program in store for you. This is the fifth Monday of the month, and every fifth Monday, we've dedicated, we call it our Seasons of Purpose TNT, Thanksgiving and Testimony, praise God, radio broadcast. And we welcome you, and we thank God for those that have agreed to come on tonight and be able to share of the goodness of God in their life and let everyone know that we still serve a miracle-working, praise God, miracle-working God. And so we just give God all the glory and praise tonight. We're going to go ahead and usher in the presence of the Lord as we do with a song of praise. Then Pastor Jasper's going to lead us to the throne of grace and prayer. And then we're going to have a powerful time of testimonies tonight. The word of God says in Revelation 12 and 11, and they overcame him, meaning the enemy, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So let's take, first of all, we're going to have a moment where we will listen to Charles Jenkins declare that there will be glory no matter what you're going through. Oh, there will be glory after this. And some of us are going to testify of that glory that God brings after a trial. So let's listen to, J.J. Harrison, praise God, after this. And then Pastor Jasper's going to lead us to the throne of grace before we get started with our program. God bless each of you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming. And it's coming after this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Opportunity, you're coming for the throne of grace, Father Lord. We thank you for your men and men that work, Father, Lord. Thank God for blessing your people, Lord, for healing people's body, mind, spirit, Father. We thank God for your restoration power, Father. Thank God for your divine strength, Father, Lord, to encourage the world tonight, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us a soundness of mind on today, Father, Lord. Wherever the situation happens to be, Lord, God have an answer for it on today, Father, Lord. We thank God for wisdom, knowledge, and strength in all that we do, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us here another day, another opportunity to come before you, Lord, for surely goodness and mercy to follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, Father, Lord. We speak victory on tonight, Lord. This is your season of victory. This is your season of restoration. This is your season of healing through the power of God. This is your season of peace in Jesus' name. This is your season of strength and comfort and joy in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son, the living God, Father, Lord. We pray, Heavenly Father, for that God will be done, Father. Pray for your will to be done. Pray for your faith to be increased in Jesus' name. We thank God for what you're about to do, Lord. We thank God for the victory. We thank God for the healing report, Father, Lord. Who report will you believe? I choose to report. We believe the report of the Lord. Lord, Yahweh, Father, Lord, Jehovah, Lord, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisha, Father. We thank God for a God of divine report and saying that we are healed, we are delivered by the power of God, Father, Lord. We praise your holy name for your people in this hour, for we are a chosen, chosen generation by the power of mighty God, Father, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We are today living in victory, Lord. We are today child of the Most High God. We are today the sons and daughters of the Most High God, Father, Lord. We are old, true overcomers in faith, Lord, for the just shall live by faith, not by sight, Father. We believe you on this hour, Lord. Let your will be done, Father, Lord. Touch each and every heart on this day, Lord. Deliver them, strengthen them, Lord, and let your will be done for such a time as this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. It was just something about this song after this. What a certainly appropriate song for a testimony service, because I love the part where he says that God specializes in things that are impossible, and he loves to move when it seems like all hope is lost, just so he can show himself strong on our behalf, on your behalf, on my behalf, because he is the only God that can turn a mess into a message. He's the only God that can turn a test into a testimony. He's the only God that can turn a trial into a triumph and a victim into a victor. So praise God. We thank God for the opportunity to be able to come and share with others and tell of the goodness of God in our life, because your testimony helps to encourage others to know that if God did it for you and if God did it for me, he is not a respecter of persons. And guess what? You don't have to wait till the battle is over. You can shout right now.
Hallelujah.
Because you
glory
know
God
is a God that never fails. Praise
and God.
God
said he gave his glory to no other.
Amen.
To God be
Amen.
All the glory.
To God be all the glory. Praise God. Well, tonight we're going to go ahead and open the line up. I know Minister Gretchen Manley is on the line.
You,
last week, praise God, we prayed for a friend of hers, and she's got a testimony that she wants to share with us. So I'm going to ask Minister Manley, if you go ahead and press 1 on your keypad, will allow you to be the first tonight to share that testimony. We would love to be able to hear
Amen.
It. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Minister Gretchen Manley, praise God.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Minister Manley, are you there? Hey
there. Hello. How y'all doing?
Greetings.
Right.
We're
Thank
doing
God,
wonderful.
You.
Blessed tonight. How
Amen.
Are you?
We're doing wonderful. Thank you so much. God bless you both, pastors. It's a pleasure to speak with you this evening.
Amen.
Amen.
A pleasure to hear your voice as well.
Yes.
Go right ahead, please.
Yes, I was just wanting to let everyone know to thank them for their prayers and their uplifting words of encouragement. I have a friend named Pamela Archangel who experienced a stroke. Unfortunately, she's only in her early 50s, and a very, you know, young woman, vibrant woman, loving woman of God. And she experienced a stroke at her home, and it subdued her where she had to be put in the hospital, and she was in a coma, and she couldn't speak, and she couldn't move. And I was just like wanting to just scream, but I just went to my knees and prayed to God that he would just heal her and take care of her. And then it's,
amen.
Wonderfully, that night you guys were having your prayer meeting, and I was like, oh, yeah, I got to get on there and beseech the saints on her behalf to say, you know, lift up prayers, the holy hands towards the heavens for her. And thank God, you know, we have a community here who love God, obey God, and with your wonderful prayer, she is now out of the hospital, speaking, walking. She is able to eat and breathe and enjoy her grandchildren this evening when they came over. So I just want to say praise God Almighty and thank God for this ministry. Thank God for your prayers. The prayers of the righteous, they really do availeth much of those who are obedient to his word. And I can tell you it works. God works. Don't stop praying. I thank each and every one of you, whatever small prayer, large prayer, whatever thought you had towards God and her behalf, I just want to say thank you so much. And God bless each and every one of you. It just brings tears to my eyes to know that I have a loving family. Being this far away from home, which my home is Columbus, Georgia, but being here in the Louisiana area, sometimes you feel lonely, you feel alone. But with the power of friendship, of godly people, especially like the Whitehurst's who administered this blog and this broadcast, this Christian broadcast, I just want to thank you so much because just seeing her smile again, just seeing her live again, and it just means so much to me. I know it won't be possible except by the
The
love and the prayer to God Almighty. Thank you so much, all of y'all.
Amen. Amen. My God, my God. Praise God. Minister Manley shared that Sister Pamela Archangel, she had a stroke and was, say she was in a coma. A stroke and in a coma. Normally, under normal circumstances, it takes weeks, months, years sometimes, oh my God, for people to be able to recover, if they recover, from that type of a health condition, a stroke, but by the power of God, but by the power of God. Thank you, Minister Manley, for last week for the opportunity of you coming forth, sharing that so we could come together and pray and stand in the gap for her. Oh, there is power in prayer, my brothers and sisters. When the word of God tells us, oh, yes, as we pray and we line our words up with the word of God, and the word goes forth and it does accomplish which God sent it forth to accomplish. He promised it would. All we have to do is be able to touch and agree. And that doesn't even mean physical touching. We can be just like Minister Manley's in Lake Charles, Louisiana. We are here in the Atlanta, Georgia area. But by the grace of God, there's no distance in the power of the Holy Ghost. No distance in the power of the healing blood of Jesus Christ. And all we got to do is speak forth the word of God and know that God is going to move because he is so faithful. Oh, yes, he is. Faithful concerning his promises. So she shared that earlier, and I said, you got to share this with those on our broadcast so that we will be able to know. We know that we know that the prayers of the righteous avail us much. We know that we know that prayer changes not some things, but it changes everything. Oh, yes, it does. And all we got to do is stand together in the gap and believe and speak forth God's word. So we give God all the praise and we thank God for her healing. We're going to continue to keep Sister Pamela Archangel in our prayers as well. And Minister Manley, we thank God for you. Thank God for you and thank God for your obedience. Thank God for you taking the time to open your mouth to be able to share so that we can come together. together and put the enemy on the run in Jesus' name.
Thank God for
Amen.
Standing in the gap for your brother and your sister.
Praise God.
Same Yahweh, God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Same Yahweh today.
Mm-hmm.
Same God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. So we thank God for you and God bless and thank you for coming on tonight and sharing that powerful testimony and praise report. We love you now.
God bless your family.
Love y'all too.
Love you too. God
bless. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. We're going to also ask Elder Maddie Green, praise God, and she has shared with us that she has a testimony that she wants to share tonight. We thank God for her being on the broadcast this evening and coming forth and being able to share the power of God and a word of God and testimony. Hallelujah. So, Elder Green, praise God, you are live into the studio. Go right ahead, please. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. God bless the ministry of the pastors of New Vision Ministry. I want to say thank God for y'all having the prayer vigil last Monday. And while I was listening to everybody praying, my body had gotten ill. And I was trying my best to listen to everybody pray, knowing that God is a healer and he can deliver. Yes. And as soon as everybody had just got through praying, so give glory and honor to all the men and women that was on the broadcast as well as the pastor, my brother, Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. In his prayer, he mentioned my name, and when he mentioned my name to Jesus,
God
came and healed me instantly of the illness that I had a praise in my spirit and in my body. And I said, how did he know that I needed a prayer? They say he works in mysterious ways.
Yes, my God.
So I want to say thank you to the New Vision broadcast and to everybody that prays. Because you never know when a saint of God or a person of Christ, in Christ, needs a prayer. Somebody say, you ain't got to say a long prayer, but a little prayer.
Yes.
And I preached one time, a little prayer sometimes just won't do. You got to pray a little bit longer. So I want to say thank you to all the saints, to the ministry and the pastor for talking to God.
Amen.
On my behalf. God bless you and have a blessed night and a blessed week.
Amen.
God bless you, Ellie Green. We are the servant of the Most High God.
Yes.
We are the servant of the Most High God. Praise God.
Yes, we are.
We are representatives of the Most High God and ambassadors to Christ. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
To God be all the glory.
To God be all the glory.
Amen.
That is also, too, brothers and sisters in the Lord, that's also why it's so very important that we discern the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Praise God.
The Holy Spirit spoke to Pastor Jasper and spoke into his spirit to lift up his sister, Elder Maddie Green, last Monday in prayer.
Hallelujah.
She had not verbally contacted him or said anything.
Thank you, Lord.
But guess what? Oh, she didn't need to, because they had a Holy Spirit to Holy Spirit connection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, that divine connection.
When
you have that divine connection and the Lord and the Holy Spirit comes into your spirit and he will do that and say, you know, right now, pray for Elder Maddie Green. Pray for this person right now. Lift them up in prayer. You may not know what they're going through. You may not know that they have pain in their body, but all you have to do is just be obedient.
What God?
That's it. God knows We are called to be obedient
Amen.
To the yeah. voice of our Heavenly Father. And when we are yeah. obedient, sometimes we don't know, just like until this week, exactly what was happening and what was going on with Elder Green, but God knew.
Yeah.
But God.
Yeah.
So we thank God again for the presence of the Holy Spirit. We thank God for the presence and hearing his voice. Oh, yes. And thank God for Pastor Jay and his obedience to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And thank you, Elder Green, for
yes.
calling us back, letting
Amen.
Us
Praise
know again that
yes.
victory report.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes,
yes,
yes. That testimony that yes. went forth, we give God praise.
Yes, Lord. God.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. We thank God for you. God bless
God
you.
Bless you.
Thank you again. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is so good. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever.
Oh, yes, he is. Praise God.
Every day the same.
Mm-hmm.
In
mm-hmm.
Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Praise God.
At this time, we're going to ask Mother Pat Gallo.
Yes, Mother Pat.
Hallelujah. Mother Pat shared with me that any time that she has the opportunity to give God praise,
yes, faithful woman.
She is a faithful,
faithful
woman
of
God.
God.
She's not going to hesitate. Oh, no. She say anytime,
Amen.
Anytime
Amen.
She has the opportunity, praise God.
Yeah.
She is going to give God glory. Good evening, Mother Pat.
Hello, Mother Pat.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, and good evening to everyone that's on the broadcast. I'm just listening to the testimonies and being really blessed. I listened to this was aggression over there. That's my neighbor, y'all.
Yeah.
We ain't late to.
Yes, we know.
And I listened to her, and when she was saying about Sister Pamela Archangel, I think, is she kin to this person or that person? And so found out she's in the little town that I know that family. We're here in Lake Charles.
Oh.
Okay. Now, what I want to share is that song says, shout right now. And I'm
mm-hmm.
ready to shout right now. I'm just saying, standing in the gap. And
Amen.
That's interceding. So today,
yes.
we had our family Bible study. And that was something two of my cousins, we have gotten together one day out of the week, and we have a Bible study. And that's what we were talking about, interceding, standing in
Amen.
The gap. And so
Amen.
With that being said, I'm thinking about some reading that I was doing, and it was saying how Jesus stood in the gap. He's an interceder, an intercessor for us in two different ways. I said, wait a minute. I mean, did a good understanding of this. So Jesus is interceding for us to his Father. And the
yes.
other way he intercedes is keeping that devil off of us.
That's
the devil can't cross Jesus. Nah. That can't come across the blood. So
that's right.
Today, when we was taking communion, my son Stanley, in case y'all don't know, I'm going to give you a little history of Stanley. I've been having Stanley with me for about 11 years, and he has been diagnosed with MS, and the MS had affected his cognitive skills. So his memory is not where your memory and my memory may be. But Stanley was, before all this happened, Stanley is saved. And so when we were taking communion, he told us, he said, I'm going up. I said, where you going? I'm going to heaven. I said, well, I'm going to heaven. I said, oh, you say? Yes, I am. I'm
all
going
right.
to heaven. And so, you see, no matter, it's in his spirit. That's what we
yes.
got to do. It's our spirit man. And that excites
yes.
me, because with him being the way he is, and yet holding on to his belief that one day he's going to heaven and he's going to live
Amen.
So he can get to heaven. You see? So it's just a blessing to hear him say these things, and then you can see little things he'd be telling you. Wow, what did he get that from? You know? And instance that was a few years back, I had to go for a sleep study when I was in Kansas City. And so Stanley, my daughter, was in the car, and he told her, turn the radio on to 128. It's John Osteen. Now, my daughter, where did he come up with that? So she's Sirius XM. She turned and on Sirius 128, John Osteen. So you see how he can do things.
Wow.
Profound.
Amen.
It may not be a big thing, but to us it's a big thing because it's letting me see God is at work in his life no matter what stage life is in. He's at work.
Yes.
God for that. God, like, when I have to do him, because we do everything for him, I always say, Lord, I thank you for the energy, the strength, and to be able to take care.
Yes.
Even though I'm a person, but not my child, in the spirit, he's God's child.
That's
we
right.
have continent of God's children. When they in trouble, God say, pray. Pastor Jasper, thank you for praying for sisters. And I thank God for his aggression. I thank God that you gave us an opportunity to pray. And we share in the testimony. Because it's all about us testifying and going through the blood. Like I said, we overcome him. We overcome that devil by the blood of the Lamb, the words of our testimony. And that's encouraging to me for us to keep on praying, keep on believing, the word of God say, because true, it is a shouting time. Because God will never fail, and he's always with us. So be blessed, everybody, because I'm excited about the testimonies that I've heard thus far, and I know it's many more. But I'm just excited just to be part of praying. Coming in.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God, Mother Pat. As
Mother Pat,
as you were speaking about Brother Stanley, the scripture just came into my spirit of God's promise that says that that's God's son, he's your son. And the word of God tells us that if we train up a child in the way that he should go, when he is old, he will not depart from it. The word of God also tells us that in our children shall be taught of the Lord. And great shall be the peace of our children. And so, see, God's word, God is faithful to his word. MS and no other disease negates the faithfulness and the word of God. And so the word of God is going forth in Brother Stanley's life.
Yes.
Oh, no matter what it may seem like as far as symptomatic on the outside, you have brought him up in the word of God. That word is within him. And God promises, he promises us that where our children are concerned, when we train them up in the way that they should go, no matter what, the God says that they will not depart from it. So that's why we're seeing the evidence, okay? You're still saying yes, and you will continue to see the evidence of God's faithfulness to his word.
And God's word cannot cannot come back, return void.
No, it won't.
It's a living word. It's a
it's
powerful
a
word.
Word.
It's a supernatural word.
Oh, yes, it
it's
is.
A divine word of God.
Oh, yes, it is.
I mean, heaven and earth shall pass away, but God said, my word, not your word,
fail.
My word shall never fail.
That's
it shall
right.
not pass away.
Amen.
No matter what the world
Amen.
Is going through,
Amen.
You can't give it from the word of God. You go to Mars where you decide to go, you cannot give it from the word of God.
Oh, praise
God. You go in deep sea where you say, how deep you go, you cannot get away from the word of God. It's a powerful word. It's a living word. It's a divine word of God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Divine
yes,
word.
It is. So thank you, Mother
Amen.
Pat,
yes,
for
Mother Pat.
That
thank
testimony.
God.
And thank you for your faithfulness,
yes,
Mother Pat.
Always
faithful. Oh, yes. It's all, you are always such an encouragement.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. I have to share that even in situations where I've had Mother Pat, she's been on the phone with me when my spirit may have been a little bit low.
Yes.
But she always has a word
yes.
of encouragement in
Amen.
The Lord on
Amen.
Her lips.
Amen.
Sometimes she'll call me and she don't even know
uh-huh.
that the Lord has her to call right at that time to bring forth words of encouragement. Oh, yes, to be able to tell you, yes, you can go on. You can go on a little bit further. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand. And she loves the blood. Oh, yes, of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes.
Yeah, Mother Pat, Mother Pat, you can call your Mother E. Mother E for encouragement.
Yes.
Mother E
yes.
for edification.
Oh, yes.
Mother E for just love to encourage people.
Yes.
What
in
a
the
blessing,
Lord.
What a joy.
What a blessing and a joy.
Yes.
So, yes, we thank
God
for
you.
Yes, we do.
Thank God for your steadfastness,
mm-hmm.
your faithfulness.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Your love, oh, God, for God.
Thank you for introducing us.
Amen. Yes,
Amen.
I told Minister Gretchen that earlier this week.
Yes,
I told her, yes, how I thank God
wow.
for her introducing us. That was a divine connection right there.
Divine
and
connection.
So we thank God. We give God praise for her as well.
Divine sister there.
Yes, yes. Mother Pat is taking on our entire family, and we just give God praise
well
for her.
Blessed.
Yes, we do.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's
Lord.
That's a gifted one, oh God, too. Very gifted.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. So thank you, Mother Pat. Hallelujah. Is there another tonight? We have some time left in the broadcast. Is there anyone on the line tonight that would like to have the opportunity to tell of the goodness of God in your life?
Free. Don't
oh,
cost anything.
Doesn't cost you anything.
No cost anything. It's free.
But, oh, yes, you can put the enemy on
Amen.
The run because the word of God says that, oh, that they overcame, as we shared earlier, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. That's right. That's right. Come on, y'all. Just press one on your dial pad.
Amen.
We will dispatch you into the studio.
Yeah, bless you, someone else.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Call us 6769. Go right ahead.
Yeah.
Go right ahead. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Tonight, I tell you, my testimony
Amen.
Has just been blessing my soul. I was
yes,
getting in the car from work. I turned it on, getting out the car. Just had to make a quick stop. I had to turn it back on. I tell you, I've been
right,
truly blessed. And I just wanted to just continue this blessing, continue what's happening tonight, the
Amen.
Movement of God,
Amen.
You know. And so I just wanted to share a quick testimony. My husband is going through a medical situation, and his insurance had approved 6 weeks of treatment. And
mm-hmm.
we were like, well, thank you, you know, thank you so much. You know, we appreciated that. But we knew that, you know, more was needed, you know. And so we got a letter in the mail, and they said that they approved for the rest of this year for his treatment, medical treatment. And I said, look at God. Look at God. With no more payment down, nothing. Just you got the whole
right
to the end of the year medical treatment. I said, God, you are so good and worthy to be praised. I tell you, I couldn't just sit I didn't want no rocks crying out for me. So I couldn't sit here tonight and hold my peace. I couldn't sit here. I had to cry out and say how good God is, how faithful He is to us. Even though sometimes we lose our faith, he don't lose his faith. Sometimes when we can't when we can't trace him, he's there, you know. And I just thank him and I just praise him and I just ask all those who know the word of God and can, you know. And they said the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Continue to pray for me and my family, especially my husband, as he goes through his medical trials right now. And we know that God is able. He is able.
Amen.
So he said trials come to make you strong. And so we just want to thank him for that medical miracle and that we just thank him for all that he's done for us tonight. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, for your ministry.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God
thank you
for you, Elder Lisa.
Thank God for you and your family. God bless you, and thank God for that report. Amen. When he do it,
yes, he will.
Oh, God.
Yes, he will.
Thank God for that victory report. Amen. What a joy, what a blessing. What a peace of mind, peace of heart, too, as well.
Amen.
Your household. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. My sister said that originally they said 6 months, but see, we serve a God of exponential blessings.
You can tell. let me tell some of it.
Yes,
you can tell. Let me tell it. Let me tell some of it.
Exponential blessings. And oh, yes.
Praise God.
He's a multiplier as well. And made that time double the amount of time. She said, yes, they sent a letter that said a whole year, not 6 months.
My God.
Look at God. Look at God. Nothing too hard for him. Oh, yes, he provides everything that we need.
Yes, he does.
Praise God. So we thank you. Thank you for sharing that testimony, Elder Lisa Strayhorn.
Press down, shake together, and run it over.
Yes. Is there another tonight? Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. Somebody press 1. Ah, there we go. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Caller, your last 4 digits are 4517. Go right ahead, please.
Good evening to all.
Good evening.
I'm Minister Lolita.
Hey,
and
how are you doing tonight?
God is able. He's able.
Okay.
Yes, so I want to come and share my testimony. I have shared it before, Will, but just want to, just say that, you know, the lady that the sister just spoke of her husband, and she said through his trials, those are not trials, though it is called journey, because it is a journey, and it's a journey because at the end, he will have a story to tell. His testimony will be so great, and people will listen to him even along the way. It may seem small to one, but that one person that he opened his mouth up to and just begin to speak a word, a rain of word, and it's going to fill that person. It's going to heal that person, whether if it's in their mind and whether if it's, you know, any type of disease. But that person will be healed because their mindset will have to change in the name of Jesus. And so the journey is not for him. It's for someone else. And as long as he can stay positive, as long as he can stay in an atmosphere where his mind is always on Jesus and he can just call on him when it looks like it's not going to work, when it looks like it's not going to happen, but all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. Because one thing I can share with you, and I would like for you to share with him, remember, God say he is with us.
He is with us.
And my testimony is when I was going through pain for 2 weeks and did not know what it was. And when, because I didn't know what it was, the second week it intensed. So I did go to the doctor, and the doctor examined my stomach. And so as she began to examine my stomach, there was a scream from myself. And so she said, oh, no, go across the street to the emergency room. So from there, I was in the hospital for 4 days. On a Saturday, a GI came in to see me. When a GI came in to talk to me, When a GI come in, it's not good. Mm-hmm. It's not mm-hmm. always good.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and so when the GI came in and began to speak with me and say, we're going to do an MRI, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. So that Sunday morning, the GI came back with the results. Said, okay, you're going to have an outpatient procedure. I don't want you at this hospital. I'm going to transfer you to that hospital because I want my friend to do the procedure. He's on the top number one surgeon for what you are in need of. I said, okay. Didn't know much about it. But to make a long story short, that Tuesday I went for the procedure, and what it was the stomach pain was because there was a piece of gallstone fell out, and it blocked the fluid from going from my intestine into my stomach. So what happened is the fluid began to back up and cause jaundice in my eyes. And so and the pain was so intense because that's near when the fluid is backing up, so your stomach sits right there in the middle. Feel like it's right up under your rib cage, but that's your stomach right there. So I learned all of this. So he did the procedures. It was the gallstone, as he thought. But then he told me, he said, I did take some, I forget what he called it. He said he took something and sent it to the lab. He said, so it'll take about a week, but I'll give you approval. So this was on a Tuesday. I had the procedures. Thursday morning, I'm sitting there. I'm at work at my desk. I get a phone call, and I normally don't answer my phone at my desk, but I answered my phone quickly as though I knew it was going to be important. And he said, well, this is what's going on. This is what's causing the pain. And he told me, the test came back, and you have pancreas cancer. I'm at work. So what am I supposed to say? And then he's going to refer me to a specialist who does nothing but pancreas cancer, and he's a surgeon. And then he gave me the name. So, and I began to just, and I said, well, thank you. And he said, take care. He said, but I will be calling you soon. And we hung up. So now I'm in this fog. I don't know what to call it, but I didn't know what to do. So I just continued working. I didn't know to call someone because I didn't have an answer of what is pancreas cancer, what stage. I didn't have anything to share with anybody. Because if I call you, you're going to say, well, what stage? Well, what, you know, where did it come from? How long have you had it? And then it's Labor Day weekend. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Monday, I'm alone trying to figure this thing out. Tuesday, I called the doctor's office. I told them how I felt the weekend, what I experienced. They asked me to come in Wednesday morning. And so the surgeon never meets their patient prior to the surgery date. This doctor was there, and he was so sincere. Because I prayed, and I said, God, every person that you that has to work on me or do anything with me, I said, you assign them. Allow them to have a heart after you. Allow them to know what they are to be doing with me. I said, let them know that they have to come to you, our Father, for the answer, no matter how long they've been in school, no matter how many surgeries they have done. I'm different. I am different. So the nurse comes in. She says, well, I did go let the doctor know that you are here, but he's in there praying. And she's saying, when I walk past this office, he's calling your name, Ms. Bowman.
All right.
Wow. I'm in the right place.
All right.
All this is
happening. Look at God.
The entire staff is a Christian. So I said all that to say, so, you know, he answered all my questions. He answered my questions, and he told me I was stage 1.5. He said, as long as the cancer does not spread, that after the 6th chemo treatment, then we'll go for surgery to remove. But my surgery is going to be 5.5 hours long because he's going to have to rebuild me a stomach. So that meant to me, and he did verify it, that he's going to have to move my stomach and then make a stomach to make sure there's cancer cannot come back again.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's going to keep you in that prayer.
And so, and someone said, well, you're not going to get a second opinion? I say, I thought about it, but when he said, this was on a Tuesday, he said, well, this Friday, me and five other surgeons will be sitting at the table looking at your images to make sure when we do, when you come for surgery, that there's only one time.
Mm-hmm.
That was a confirmation. You sitting with five other people on my behalf?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's the kind of God I serve. And, mm-hmm. And I want you all to know that when God told me he is with me, that's what I'm hanging on to. Whether it's on this side or the other side, he said to me in the hospital, I am with you. So he said this before the diagnosis came. So I stand on his word, his promise, because it is true. He's not a father that shall lie.
Yes.
And I look for the victory. I look for the other side of this.
That's,
I am looking forward to the other side of this. I don't allow no one to tell me their story about who had cancer and what they went through. No, you tell me your story. If you've gone through it, I'll listen. But here it is. I'm going on my third treatment, and I have not had a lot of the side effects that I heard about. So praise God. We just looking. This is a story. This is a story. This is a story. It's a story.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
To God be the glory. Yeah. We're going to continue to keep you, Minister Lolita, in our prayers. And I know that everyone on the line has heard of your testimony that you shared, has heard exactly what is occurring even now, but God.
Yeah.
And so thank you for coming and being able to share, so we can join with you in prayer.
Amen.
Because we know that the prayers avail as much.
Yes.
Oh, yes, they do.
Agree.
Yes. And we will continue to keep you in our prayers as we stand in the gap for you.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. So as a matter of a fact, we got a few more minutes in this broadcast. Mm-hmm. And so right now I'm going to ask that everybody on this line, you put the name of Lolita Bowman on your tongue right now. And as we lead in prayer, I ask that you join with us, Heavenly Father, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. We lift up Sister Lolita to you, Father God. We know that the report that came forth from the doctor, but Father, we choose to believe your report, Father God. Your report tells us that Jesus Christ was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. By his stripes, as Mother Pat reminded me earlier in this week, by the stripes of the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And so his stripes wrapped up pancreatic cancer and any other cancer and brought forth healing in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we thank you, and every personnel that she comes in contact with, Lord God, every medical personnel be ordained by you. We thank you, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus Christ covers, soaks, and seals her from the crown of her head down to the soles of her feet, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. We just give you praise for her healing, Father God. We thank you that even as she goes into surgery, Lord God, that you touch the surgeon's hand, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you that, Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord, when she comes forth, Lord God, you will come forth as new gold, Father. Pure gold, Lord God. Oh, yes, simply because, as she shared for Elder Lisa Strayhorn's husband, this journey is not for you, praise God, but it is a testimony that will come forth that will help to minister to others.
to let them know
yes,
that what God has done for you,
yes,
he is no respecter of persons, but he will do for them as well. So we thank you for the victory report. Oh, yes, there will be glory. Oh, yes, there will after this. We give you praise, honor, and glory, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And yes, Lord, we lift up Michael Strayhorn to you, Lord God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray for his healing, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the report that came forth regarding the coverage, Lord God, and the insurance,
Lord.
We thank you, Lord God, that every good and perfect gift comes from you, Lord. And, Lord God, you add no sorrow to it, Father. So we thank you for blessing him, keeping him, healing him, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, that the blood of Jesus covers, soaks, and seals him as well, Lord God. And we give you all the praise and honor and glory, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, there is no failure in you, only victory. So we thank you for the victory report that will come forth on his behalf. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, praise God. Praise God. We lift up Elder Green to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for her healing right now. In Jesus' name, Father God. Thank you for wrapping your loving arms around her. Thank you that the blood of Jesus Christ covers her, soap seals her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And we thank you, Lord God, for the manifestation of your healing power throughout her physical body, Lord God, and the testimony that will continue to come forth on her behalf of your goodness and your glory, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Thank you, Lord, for our sister,
Pamela Archangel. Yes, Lord. Her healing, yes, Father.
Her healing, deliver, continue to improve it, Father, in her life, Father. Heal and strengthen, Lord. Strengthen her inside out, Father, from
yes,
top of her
Lord.
Head to the sole of her feet, Father.
Thank
Lord,
you, Lord.
Will be done in her life, Father. Strengthen her, Lord, like never before, Lord. We pray for a divine health, healing, restoration in her life, Father.
Yes.
And thank God for our brothers and sisters that lift her up in prayer, Father, Lord.
Yes,
bless
Father.
Her, Lord. Heal them, Lord.
Thank
Jesus,
you,
Lord.
Lord.
And for Mother Pat, for her son, Father, Lord. Bless God, heal him, strengthen him, Father, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name. Yeah. Well, praise God. We thank God for everyone that shared their testimony. We know it was a blessing and grace to the hearers.
Thank you.
And as you go forth this week, know that we will be standing in the gap for you.
Yes,
just know that we are praying for you, calling out your name and praying for your strength. We will be standing right here in the gap for you. May to God be all the glory. Have a wonderful week, and thank you for tuning in. God bless. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Good night, everyone.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praise? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Take it up and praise. is to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. Is to our God.
Every praise, every praise, every praise, every praise. Amen.
You know what I'm saying? It's the airway. You go out, you know.